Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. Hold on, let me regain my composure. Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Telly's over here cutting up already, y'all. He's doing it. He does it all the time. During the breaks, pre-show, he will literally have me in tears.
Good morning, and Truth Nation.
And then he does that.
No, I was just thinking about the old Arsenio Hall show. Remember he had that segment that things that make you go, Gosh, we should bring that back.
You know, we should.
So those are things that should, like, some things should stay gone and buried and in the past, but there are some things that need to come back. Need
Arsenio Hall, but you know, they try to reboot his show.
Yeah. No, I ain't talking about his show. I'm saying that segment.
Oh, the things that, should we do one
we
here?
We should do one, but we need to kind of figure out another way to do that. But things that make you scratch
Look
your head.
Look at you, Telly. Creative juices kicking in at 7:02 in the morning. Things that make you go. Well, today's show, Telly, we got a lot of things that are going to make Truth Nation and you go, And we're going to start when we come back from our first break. What is going on with the U.S. Southern District of New York's justice? I mean, like, okay, so just so y'all know, breaking news. New York Mayor Eric Adams, who is a black man, has just been indicted. He is facing criminal charges, which follows a multi-month investigation. And Telly and I were texting in the group text last night, whose picture? I said, Telly, I'll give you one guess. Who's the lead investigator and prosecutor? Telly was just like, LOL. And then I texted back, Darian Williamson. Don't mess with him.
Yeah.
He's undefeated. So as of right now, the Secret Service, or I shouldn't say the Secret Service, the feds, they are right now at the New York City mayor's mansion. But we're, like I said, we're going to get into that. Also, in terms of things that make you go, the Bucks have made some significant announcements, including a new partnership. As well as this morning, Telly, sometime I would say probably between 9 and maybe 11 a.m. today, they're going to make a major announcement regarding ownership.
Mm.
And it's all over the news. So, like, ESPN is covering this.
I wonder what it is, because they've already announced that Junior Bridgman was going to be a minority owner. So, I don't know.
Well, can I give you some tea?
Hey, that's what we're here for.
So I was at the Trade Hotel last night here in downtown Milwaukee, which you know is the official Bucks hotel.
Undercover.
There's
you
literally
shades,
a bridge.
You had on all black.
Were you there?
A trench coat.
There was a big dinner in the private dining room, and it was The big wigs. Okay. And of course, you know me. I was like, can I break some? What are we breaking here? What's the story? What's going on?
Like, what we eating?
Were you there? That was my next question. And, you know, they were just like, we're going to make the announcement tomorrow. And I said, okay, well, what can you give me? I got to be able to talk about something tomorrow morning. So they sent me the press release, which, you know, everybody had for the Velo partnership. Yeah. But we'll get into that when we come back. So anyway, it's Friday, Junior, y'all, as Telly says. Any big plans? This weekend.
Now, you know, this football season for me, DT, so I'm working. I'm heading to Penn State.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Illinois at Penn State. That'll be a good football game Saturday night. And, yeah, outside of that, I really don't have much going on. Now, I mean, again,
that's
during football season, yeah.
Yeah, you're traveling.
I don't plan anything on on weekends because I'm usually working. But, I mean, look. Your life, what you were doing yesterday is way more exciting about than what I'm going to be doing this weekend. You had a really good event yesterday that you were able to MC. Yes, tell us about it.
Shout out to the African American Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin. They hosted their signature fundraising event yesterday at Fiserv Forum.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast of Champions, where Judge Derek Mosley was honored, and Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who was also in attendance, along with Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, Alderwoman Malele Coggs, Director of Tammy Baldwin's office, Tiffany Henry, Jose Perez, Common Council President. So there were a number of significant elected officials at the breakfast. Well, Mayor Johnson presented Judge Mosley with a proclamation of his own day.
Wow.
So yesterday, which was September 25th, will be officially, whereas yesterday throughout the entire rest of our lives, September 25th will be Judge Derek Mosley Day.
Nice, nice.
Isn't that crazy?
I was going to say something, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, even though it's going to sound like a little hater in it, but Judge Mosley get an award, it seems like, every 6 months, man.
That's how incredible he is.
Yeah. So, you know, I know Judge Mosley personally, so he knows I'm just joking. But, I mean, that is so awesome. I'm very happy for him. And these things don't happen by coincidence. I mean, I don't get any calls, people telling me that people want to honor me. So you have to do something to be honored. And Judge Mosley is good to see him get his flowers now.
Yes. And his acceptance speech, it was so heartfelt. And I wish we had audio, because he tells the story about how, you know, when he was a judge, because he's a director now at Marquette University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he was a judge, there was a case where a young brother, he beat the case, but his mother was like, could you please mentor? And I'm totally like paraphrasing this story.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother was like, could you please mentor my son? And he said, sure, you know, give me your number. She gave him the number. She wrote the number on a piece of paper. He put it in his pocket. 6 months passed, he forgot. He forgot to call her. 6 months, the kid comes back to court.
Mm.
He got in trouble again. So this time the mother was like, hey, you know, I think you might have forgotten. Can you please mentor my son? And he said, sure. He said, this time, you know, I got you. And she gave him a card versus just writing, you know, a number down. And so he put it in his pocket.
Same thing,
forgot. So then a year later, he's in his kitchen, drinking coffee, reading the journal, and he sees that kid was killed. So some gang members in Milwaukee had basically kind of coerced him in this alley because they knew that he came from a good household. Like, his mother was always like, don't do this. Don't hang out here. Don't be with these gang members. And so they killed him. And Judge Mosley said at that moment, he drove to the mother's house, obviously very emotional, upset, feeling guilty. And she said, just be a mentor to Milwaukee's kids. And that's exactly what ignited.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, I'm totally paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a dry eye.
You get the gist of the story, yes.
Yeah, there was not a dry eye.
Wow.
In the room. But it was a great event. Congratulations to all the recipients. And it was just like a great way to start your day.
Yeah. Nice.
It was just a great way to start the day. Cheryl Swoops was the keynote speaker. She sat down and had a fireside chat. She said, and I quote, "Milwaukee made her feel like home." Which is good.
Nice.
Because when you have someone like Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah, it's from Texas. And really, you know, this is up north to people down south. And they don't know what to expect when they go up north.
Them damn Yankees.
Right.
I hear it all the time in Texas.
Right. So that's good, though. That is good. Yes, I'm glad everything worked out. I mean, because you said that this was new for them to have it at Fiserv Forum. And when you host things in a big arena like that, it could be, you know, it could seem empty if there's not a lot of people in there.
Right.
And it sounded like from the pictures I saw and from our conversation before the show and even now, it seemed like it was an amazing event.
Yes, it was. And shout out again to the African-American, as also known as the Chamber here in Milwaukee, and just continuing to invest in Black-owned businesses, because I've always said this, there's not one person on earth, yes, on earth, that has not benefited directly from a Black-owned business. I'll wait. Give me one person that can just say, I have never benefited in any capacity from a Black-owned business.
That would be false.
Like I said, I'll wait. And so it's very important that we continue to support organizations that have a direct pipeline to investing, supporting. Because I'm a beneficiary of the Chamber. They have a program known as Rise. And it's directly targeted to startups, people who just have a vision and don't have anything, whether it's capital, monetary capital, et cetera. And just need that one person to say, here's $500. Here's $1,000.
That's nice.
Because that's the thing that prevents Black people from really being able to take their business from the idea, whether it's the product or service, to the next level. Because we can't walk up into
capital. Yeah.
It's the capital.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact. Yeah. You know, these other communities, some of these communities, they'll have a whole bucket of capital and say, oh, you ready to start a business? Boom, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep it in their neighborhoods. They keep it in their communities. Black businesses, we need not only to continue having access, fair, quick, and easy access. I'll say that again. Fair, quick, and easy access. I don't need, first of all, I'm just trying to eat. And if you give me a 60-page application and tell me that, you know, oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. And it's like 4 months later.
Yeah.
Whereas other people, and it could be just for like $10,000.
Wow.
And then you got other folks, Brad. Brad can walk. Yes, my last name is Thompson. Oh, well, you should have led with that. Here's $500,000.
Right.
And so that, shout out to the Chamber. Shout out to all of the organizations, employers, et cetera, partnerships that pour directly into Black-owned business. And for those that are listening, before we take this break, that do own a Black-owned business or are interested in starting one, find the right partner, because you should not be made to feel guilty or dumb or less incompetent. Trust me. Remember, you Black. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but do not quit or give up and hold these banks accountable.
Yeah.
Lord knows I had to. All right. When we come back, it's true. But, you know, all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
Just, you got to fight.
Yeah.
Denise, you a fighter. You doggone right. That's why I'm eating over here. You get what you give. You give what you get. All right, Truth Nation, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to get into some local headlines. And we're also going to get into the Eric Adams, mayor of New York, who has been formally indicted. The feds are at his mansion right now. We're going to get into why this is a major, major story. Also, American voters that are split, American voters that are still undecided. We're going to get into why are they still undecided about who to vote for during the upcoming presidential election. More of that to come. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Well, Truth Nation, there are a significant number of changes that are going to be coming for the Milwaukee Bucks, in addition to the ownership group, which we will be, I'm sure, giving you more details as the formal announcement takes place this morning. So the Milwaukee Bucks will host a press conference at the downtown Milwaukee training facility announcing what would be a major, and I'm just quoting, this is what's on Forbes.com, ESPN.com, a major ownership announcement. So as you had mentioned, Telly, earlier this month, former Bucks star Junior Bridgman was in the process of purchasing a stake in the team, but neither he or Wes Edens, who currently serves as the team governor, was listed as attending the press conference. Things that make you go... Now, the only member of the Bucks' current ownership group that is scheduled to attend this new or major ownership announcement today is Jimmy, Haslam, who joined the group a year ago when he purchased Mark Lazary's 25% stake in the team for a reported $800 million. And y'all sitting up here talking about...
Oh, he got it done.
No, but I'm saying, like, and we as Black business owners, we can't even get $60,000.
Yeah.
So, anywho... Forbes valued the branch franchise at $2.3 billion in 2023, which is a significant increase from the $550 million value.
You see how that works?
When they purchased it from Senator Herb Kohl in April of 2014.
I was there. I remember.
It went from $550.
For $550. But think about this. When they purchased it from Senator Kohl, they were like, oh, they're overpaying for it because Senator Kohl only paid $83 million, and he got $550. And then people are like, oh, man, they're overpaying it. But that's what they do. They go in. That's what venture capitalists do. They find a business that is in duress. They invest in it, build it up, and then they sell it.
Ladies, here is your financial literacy education one more again. Find you a VC. Find you a venture capitalist, okay? That's your financial literacy lesson for the day.
Yes.
See, we've been doing it all wrong. Go to college.
Yeah.
Get your degree. Be independent. Get your own sister. Well, I am woman. Hear me roar. I'm going to look for me for a venture capitalist.
But see, but look at the profit that Lazary is making, that he made.
Man.
So that 550, DT, wasn't just Lazary's 550. That was Lazary, Edens, and Diamond.
Ooh.
So that was only, they may only had to put $150 million of their own money in. And so he just sold his stake for $800, and he only put tops $150. So, yeah, that's how you do it.
What? Now, the reports are saying that much of the increase that Telly just eloquently broke down can be attributed to the Bucks' resurgence on the court. So, led by two-time most valuable player, Giannis. I got to get back into pronouncing his last name correctly. Ante, you know, I went through this last year.
I remember.
Telly had to coach me literally every time we reported on Giannis, who led Milwaukee to its first world championship in 50 years in 2021. So that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to invest in a team that has star players like Dame Lillard, Giannis, Chris Middleton, which are three of the highest paid NBA players.
A new arena.
Yeah. Yes, they had a world championship. So I get it. Well. So it's going to be very interesting to hear or watch this press conference, which, again, will take place this morning at the downtown Milwaukee training facility. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be announcing today changes to the Milwaukee Bucks ownership group. I'll be tuned in.
Yeah. If nothing else, there's a guarantee that there's a whole lot of money moving around right about now.
It's a whole lot of money. Now, you can stream and watch Telly and I Live right now on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Ricky, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, has posted a picture. Speaking of the Bucks, there is another major announcement that took place yesterday. So the Milwaukee Bucks are partnering with the German-based technology company. Now, the German company is spelled W-I-L-O, but the actual pronunciation is Velo. And so the Milwaukee Bucks have partnered with the German-based Velo Group, making the multinational technology company the first global sustainability partner of the Bucks and Pfizer Forum. Now, this partnership was announced yesterday at a press conference at Pfizer Forum by President Peter Fagan, Velo's America's CEO, Jeff Plaster, Velo America's Chief Sales Officer, Savina Ahlberg, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. And through this partnership, the Bucks and Velo will work jointly on sustainability projects and initiatives. Velo will also provide the first ever patch for the warm-up kits, including warm-up jackets, shooting shirts that will be worn by the Bucks throughout the multi-year deal. And you can actually take a look at our YouTube to see what those patches look like. What do you think, Telly?
It's the way of the world now. I mean, it's a way for them to get advertisement, and it's a way for the Bucks to get money. And, you know, there's every NBA team has someone that is, has some type of logo or sponsoring them, I guess you could say. But if I think it's a good thing if the Bucks were able to get what they wanted out of the deal. And and I mean, if all it takes is to wear, you know, Velo on as a patch, I mean, that's not too big of a deal. But I think it's a good thing, because when you don't have any sponsors, because when they first started doing that, I know Harley Davidson was a sponsor, and then I think someone else, I can't remember who the next one was, but this is the next one in line as willing to pay, and I think it's a good thing.
I completely agree. I mean, they look great. The patches, they look good.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of just listening to learn and understand more, but I do appreciate the fact that the Bucks are responsible to understand that sustainability has everything to do with the materials that we use. Sustainability of our earth, of our city. Because, like, I keep reminding myself, when I get excited about 70-degree weather in Wisconsin in the month of September, borderline October, that may not necessarily be a good indication that we're taking care of Mother Earth that great.
Well, we might not be, but I'm going to go play golf today, though.
See? Y'all remember this, because when we have some volcano erupt 10 years from now, all this lava is coming from the earth, I'd be like, Telly, you golfing today?
It's warm enough. But it is a good thing, though. I mean, because that's one of those things that those are basketball decisions off the court that people don't understand really impacts what happens on the court.
Right.
And so, again, it's a good thing for the Bucks to get a sponsorship, and especially one that, you know, met what they wanted them to meet in terms of their financial terms and the length of the contract. And so, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Well, definitely more to come. And again, you want to stay locked in to the truth all day today, because as more breaking news develops regarding this big announcement today that the Bucks will be hosting regarding new ownership, we're going to keep you updated. And you definitely want to subscribe to YouTube, and definitely our YouTube channel, as well as download the Truth app, because we will notify you anytime we have breaking news, including the Bucks ownership announcement, which I would say should happen anytime today between 9 and 11. Now, in the meantime, between time, as we reported earlier, Eric Adams, who is the current New York City mayor, black man, has been officially indicted. Now, what's historic about this is that Eric Adams would become the first sitting or is the first sitting New York mayor to be indicted in a federal probe. And Eric Adams has publicly, and we're going to play that audio when we come back from break, has publicly said that these charges are absolutely false. Now, all I got to say is this, Telly. Who do you think is the lead prosecutor, investigator? Because, again, we're talking about the United States Southern District of New York. Look, hey, at Telly's. He already biting his bottom lip.
Hey, we've talked about that man a lot.
Damian Williams, yeah. U.S. attorney, will be, and it could be going on now, will be holding another press conference. And if you're saying to yourself, who is Damian Williams? Well, we talked about him extensively last week because this is the attorney that is leading the investigation and prosecution of Sean Diddy Combs. And he is a very notable U.S. attorney. And I just honestly, this is a feeling, not a fact, that when he was born, he came out of his mama's womb prosecuting.
Yeah. Yeah. This dude is sharp. He is sharp. He is on top of it. I told you my initial reaction, and I know we can get into it more after the break, but it just doesn't seem it. I don't know. I the optics are off. Like, you hadn't heard anything about Eric Adams doing anything other than trying to address the many issues that New York City has. And then all of a sudden, one day, bam, he's indicted.
Well, you bring up a great point, and we are going to talk about that more.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, if you're just tuning in, Mayor of New York, Eric Adams, has officially been indicted by a grand jury on charges connected to a federal probe. And this comes from the New York Post. Now, he claimed, and again, this is coming from Damian Williams, who is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, that he is being persecuted by the federal government for speaking out about the city's migrant crisis. Or excuse me, that's what the rumors are saying. But the details about the exact accusations are going to be shared by U.S. attorney Damian Williams during a press conference sometime this morning. And sources say that the mayor is facing a charge of acting as an unregistered foreign agent after accepting donations from foreign entities, including the Turkish government.
Ooh,
so
boy.
We're going to continue to report this as it comes out, because Damian Williams is going to have a press conference today.
He going to lay it out.
And he going to, I can tell
you that. He going to lay it out.
And he, you know what? I bet you, I triple dog dare you, I bet you that he ends the conference like this. And we are not done.
And we are not done. No, DT, I was laughing at our talking text line. Dan said, this like an episode of Power.
Man, Dan, you have never lied. So, again, the details about the exact accusations are going to be revealed or reported today. When we come back from break, we're going to dissect into this a little bit more. And we definitely want to hear your thoughts, because this is the first time ever in the history of New York to have a mayor indicted in a federal probe. We're going to hear from Eric Adams as well, because he has also hosted a press conference where he gets into his perspective of how this is completely false, and he is going to fight all of these charges. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com, Associated Bank member FDIC.
And you want to tune in to The Truth this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Carrie Noni will be joined by Angela Lang, the executive director at Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. They will discuss the importance of advocating for reproductive justice and fighting for diverse communities ahead of this 2024 election. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy Friday Eve. Or as Telly says, happy Friday Junior. We've been talking about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. And this is the first time in the history of the mayoral office for New York to have a mayor indicted in what will be a very historic federal probe. Now, in the meantime, between time, as of 6 a.m., okay, this is hot off the press, y'all. 6 a.m. this morning, the feds pulled up to New York City Mayor Eric Adams' Gracie Mansion. So the mayors of New York, they get their own mansion, mm-hmm. rightfully so. I mean, shoot, New York got what? How many people? 8 million? Yeah. 10 million?
Yeah, most major cities have a mayor mansion. Yeah, a mayor's mansion.
Mm-hmm. And the feds are there right now. Now, they say, and I'm looking at pictures, it looks like, y'all, about a good dozen suited and booted federal agents arrived at Eric Adams' mayoral home this morning. So they woke up on a mission. Mm. So they are searching his official residence right now. And this was just after, hours after, the announcement of the indictment came. So I'm looking at both men and women. They are suited and booted in business attire. And they are literally hauling briefcases and large bags out of the Gracie Mansion, which is the residence for Mayor Eric Adams. I see also two SUVs. I see SUVs with federal law enforcement placards on the dashboards of these SUVs. Oh, here goes another black SUV. All I'm saying, y'all, is that this is not good.
It's not good. He released a statement this morning. He was on top of it as well, knowing that, like anything else, when an indictment comes, I'm sure that he was alerted or his legal team was alerted that this indictment was on its way. He tried his best to kind of get out in front of it this morning.
Well, we have audio from the statement that Mayor Adams released, because he is and has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing during this federal investigation. So let's check out this statement that Mayor Eric Adams released shortly after being indicted. Check this out.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. But they would not be surprising. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target. And a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit. If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth. New Yorkers know my story. They know where I come from. I have been fighting injustice my entire life. That fight has continued as your mayor. Despite our pleas, when the federal government did nothing as its broken immigration policies overloaded our shelter system with no relief, I put the people of New York before party and politics.
Now, that was New York Mayor Eric Adams, who has been indicted based on a federal investigation. Now, the exact accusations have not been clearly shared with the New York citizens as well as America. But the U.S. Attorney Office for the Southern District of New York is going to have a press conference today. I got to go back to what Dan had shared. This is like an episode of Power. Think about it.
Yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs, who was also indicted.
Just had the key to the city.
Which Eric Adams had to rescind.
But think about this, DT. He wasn't that adamant about it. It was pressure from other groups that were telling Eric, hey, you should get that key back. You didn't really see Eric come out and say, yeah, I demand that Diddy give us the key back to the city of New York.
I was going to say, go ahead and break it out, Telly. Things that make you go, Good morning, Izzy. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I'm not going to lie. You just blew my mind with that whole Diddy thing. I hope he wasn't involved in that escapade. I was actually thinking about something else. A while back ago during that whole Black Lives Matter situation when they were worrying about the funding after all the donations went towards mansions and everything, Eric Adams was actually kind of like whining, talking about Black Lives Matter has let this city down and everything. Like, you know, it led a lot of people on a goose chase. People thought it was something that it wasn't. And the funny thing is the people actually had a meeting with him, like some representatives from Black Lives Matter or from the brand of the organization, sat down and had a meeting with him and demanded him to do more and take away some power from the police department. And it's just funny in this situation right now. He's in a situation talking about, like, no, these are trumped up charges. But I got a funny joke, though. Are you familiar with the Netflix series Daredevil? There's a character on there named Wilson Fisk.
I am not.
So, he's like Kingpin, basically, from the Spider-Man comics and cartoons and Punisher and everything. So, basically, that's somebody preparing for failure. They're about to occupy New York now.
Wow, that's funny. No, thank you for sharing that, Izzy. And see, that's the thing. Like, Cat Williams, Telly, they all told y'all January. This is the year of exposure. When we come back, we're going to get into more of this. Also, in our second hour, a recent report shows that Black girls face more frequent and severe discipline in school. And we definitely want to understand the impacts and what these punishments are in public schools and how we got here, what we need to do to make sure that our young Black girls, our young Black leaders who are in public school are not receiving unfair discipline. So that, more to come. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You are listening to Truth Be Told. Can't make this up, y'all.
I do feel like calling my boy and be like, hey, man, y'all taking notes? Man. I hope y'all writers are...
50 Cent is like, yes.
Yeah, y'all
give
got...
Give it to me.
Y'all just got three more seasons.
We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown when the underground, when we come around.
What's up, Truth Nation? Good morning, good morning. It is September 26th, Thursday, Friday. I put a little remix on it.
We need that deposit to hit. Why don't hit Thursday evening?
Some folks it does.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Some folk, but not us, huh, Telly?
No. Definitely not us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we don't have to worry about.
What's that?
Is U.S. Attorney Darian Williams come knocking on our door. This morning, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York will be unveiling the sealed documents, details of the indictments that federal prosecutors made against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Now, during this investigation, the feds demanded that City Hall, New York City Hall, cough up all communications between the Adams administration, Turkey, and five other foreign countries amid the long-running probe. Now, here's where it gets interesting. And before break, we just played the audio from the video statement that New York Mayor Adams released yesterday. But let me just share, Truth Nation, why this is a big deal. Because some of you may be thinking, this is New York. We live in Milwaukee. Who cares? Well, number one, it's New York. New York is one of the most powerful, visited, benchmarked cities in the world, not just the United States. In this country, it is one of the most highly populated. And I believe it's still number one next to Los Angeles. It's always back and forth between L.A. and New York in terms of the
It's still New York, yes. It's still New York.
Third, he's a black man. He's a black man, and this is the first time ever that a mayor has been indicted on federal charges. And again, the U.S. Attorney Office for the Southern District of New York. Darian Williams. Damian Williamson. I always get that name messed up. I don't need to mess his name up no more. It's overseeing this investigation. And the prosecution. Again, Damian Williams, who also, Damian Williams has been busy here lately because he's also the lead attorney, prosecutor, investigator for the Sean Diddy Combs indictment. There has been no other mayor in New York City who has faced and been indicted on federal criminal charges.
And just to give you more significance about Eric Adams being the a black mayor of New York City, there's only been two of them.
Dinkins,
and now Adams.
And Adams. And Dinkins, he got so much heat. What was it, one term? They pushed him out so
yes.
quick.
Yes.
And that was back in the 80s?
I could double check.
It was sometime in the 80s.
David Dinkins.
That he served as mayor, and they made it very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Now, with Mayor Adams, you currently have eight lawmakers that are calling for him to resign. They're calling for him to resign. They're sorry about what's happening.
Man, no charges don't go away if you resign.
Well, it's not a good look to have a mayor serving as mayor who's also been indicted on federal charges. And it definitely is not a good look when the lead prosecutor and investigator is U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
I don't... You know, we've said it all the time, DT, when the feds come after you, they already got what they just gonna see if you gonna tell the truth.
Unlike MPS, they've already done their homework.
They already know the truth.
They've done extra credit.
Yeah, I feel like when the feds are like your spouse. Your spouse already know what you've done. They've already done the research. They've done everything that they needed to do. They just come to you, and they're going to ask you just to see if you go tell the truth.
Wait a minute. DJ Ricky, can we pull up? Hold on. Keep talking, Telly. I'm going to say this in Ricky's ear.
But we know, though. We know. And again, when it comes to like your spouse, I mean, I know for a fact, anytime my wife come to me with something, she already knows. Again, she's just trying to see, are you going to tell the truth? Are you going to be straight with me? And I believe that that's kind of the same lines of the feds. Like the
Damian
feds
Williams
already
is
know.
It's not a joke. And he's going to reveal the details of this indictment sometime today, just like he did with Diddy last week. And what we say, Tilly, the last words of the press conference, he says, we are not done. Now, this federal probe into the mayor, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, has taken place for months. We start talking about this and in terms of hearing about it several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And New York Mayor Eric Adams has denied, saying that this is an attack. The New York people know what I represent. And in the meantime, here are the New York elected officials who have asked for the mayor to step down. We've got mayoral candidate and comptroller Brad Lander. The comptroller is asking for him to step down. State representatives, state senators are asking. Zelnor Myrie is asking the mayor to step down. The list goes on and on. Stay tuned for more details, because this is not a good look.
And the last time I checked, once, you know, someone asks you to step down, you're not going to regain their support. Even when you're cleared, you can't go back and they're going to say, oh, man, you know what? My bad. I was wrong. You know, I'm back on your team again. No, it doesn't work that way. So the more people that start to jump ship, I mean, we just saw it all play out with President Biden. The more people that start to jump off the ship, it was like, okay, it might be time. So I would say a resignation is probably impending unless he is 100,000% innocent.
Well, when we come back from break, we want to hear your thoughts. And by the way, 11 of his city council members have asked him publicly to resign. 11 city council members.
It ain't even been 11 hours, DT, since the indictment has come. Straight up.
We definitely going to dissect this more. Stay locked in. We're coming at the second hour with more hot topics, including black girls are facing more severe discipline in school than any other race in public schools. That more to come. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, 833-212-1017. We will be back.